I'm grateful to see those clients and the success that they're having, that we were able to under-promise and over-deliver. Some of our clients that pay to be in the top 1%, literally ranked in the world, are ranking 1%, 0.5% or higher. And that is something incredible.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It is your host, Adam Adams, and you're listening to POP. That's Podcast on Podcasting. And this is episode number 100. Four things that I want to do in episode 100 and share this milestone with you is, number one, I want to give back to you. I want to give you something. Number two, I want to just express my gratitude for all the good things that have happened because of the podcast over the last 100 episodes. Number three, share a couple of lessons learned. And number four, give you and close out this episode with just a little bit of inspiration. So let's get started. What a freaking fun milestone. 100 episodes. There's tons of things that I've learned. I'm excited to share my gratitude, lessons learned, and inspiration, but I want to start by giving to you. And then I want to share all of that other stuff. But let's just jump into how I want to give back to you. And it's pretty simple. I want to give you a free 6 months of working with my team. This has a high dollar amount and high value to you and what you could be doing with your podcast. And there's three different types of packages that we're going to be giving away to you. And we're basically going to spin once a month or so for the next few months. We're just going to use an online spinny thingy. That's probably the technical term, I'm sure. And the intention is to give back to you. So here's how that's going to work. We are going to push. We have about 300 written ratings on our podcast, which is just amazing. But we always want more and we always want to grow. And I'm sure you want the same for you. So I've decided to give away a couple of things. And this is how it's going to look. You, if and when you leave your honest written review, you automatically are going to get one entry to being able to win these services. You've got a high probability of winning these services because typically the podcast is getting maybe like four ratings and reviews per month. And for the next few months, I'm actually going to be giving away one of these each and every month, one of these pieces of service. If you're curious what kind of service it is, there are three options. One of them is our editing service for 6 months. One of them is our marketing service to get you into the top rankings. And we'll do that for 6 months until you are ranked. And the other one is more of a full service package for somebody about to start a podcast. So if you've already got a podcast, you're either going to win the 6 months of editing or 6 months of marketing. But if you don't yet have a podcast, you're going to get more of like a full service package where we can actually create your artwork, your promo images, your intro, your outro. I'll hire the voiceover artist for you. I'll even hire the musician to create authentic original theme music just for your show. So a humongous value, 6 months of launching your podcast with consulting. Basically, you can schedule a call whenever you need, or 6 months of editing your podcast, producing, doing all the hard work so you just can be the star of your show, or 6 months of marketing so that we can ensure that your show actually gets ranked. So those are the three packages we want to give, and you'll automatically be entered with one entry to be able to be in the spinning, probably against just three other people usually. And that'll give you high probabilities to actually win some really cool stuff that's valuable to you. One entry automatically. But the cool thing is I'm actually going to read some of these reviews over the next several months. We're going to be giving a lot of these away and I'll be reading the review on air. So once you hear your own name and you hear me read your written rating, your written review, once you hear that, you are going to take a screenshot of your own review and then email and say, I heard you on XYZ episode. You'll just say, I heard you on episode 110. And when you write that email and send us that screenshot to team@growyourshow.com, you're going to get 5 more entries. So it's kind of cool. You're automatically going to get 1 entry. It's basically a 4-to-1 chance, a 1-to-4 chance. And then when you hear yourself, you are going to get 5 more entries. So you might have 6 entries while other people just have 1 entry. Give you an even higher probability of winning this cool free stuff. And I'm excited to give this back to you. I think it's a complete win-win. It helps us get more traction on our podcast. It helps me know what you're thinking. I'm asking for an honest written review, not a 5-star written review. I don't want a fake one. And it will help me to understand what you're looking for, what you like, what you appreciate, and if there is anything that you don't like about the podcast. So we're giving back, we're supporting you, and we're also getting more, I call it social proof. We're getting more social proof on the podcast because you and some other listeners are probably going to take action over the next couple of months. So go ahead and do that right now. Send in a written rating review of the podcast on Apple, on iTunes. The best place to do this is Apple iTunes. I am unable to go to all 30 of the platforms that we are on. So if you're, for example, listening on Ghana or Spotify or iHeart or any other place, Google, if you're listening there, the best place for you to leave this honest written review is by logging into an Apple podcast app or going to iTunes, because we'll easily be able to see that and you'll be added to the list and you'll have 1 entry to be able to win. So that's how I want to give back. Remember this episode, I had 4 things on my agenda. 1 is giving back to you. 2 is sharing my gratitude. 3 was some of the lessons I learned through this podcast over the last 100 episodes. And 4 is just leaving you with some inspiration, something that can build your confidence to really go out and grow your podcast. So I've done the give back. You know how that works. We can leave more details in the show notes as well in case you want to scroll down. But in short, it's that we have 3 different types of services, an editing service, a marketing service, and a full service launch. And you will have a chance to win one of those by leaving a rating and a review. And you'll have a higher probability of winning that when I read your stuff. Okay, let's go into the things that I'm grateful for, because there's quite a bit that I'm grateful for. And I think, especially if you don't yet have a show, you, I think, will know that you're going to be grateful for some of these same things as you grow your podcast. So I've got like 8 things that I really put in front of me that I knew that I wanted to mention. And one of them was that you and other listeners are reaching out to me. That's awesome. For example, a few episodes back, I actually had one of our episodes that there was like this 15-second blank spot. You wouldn't believe how many emails I got from you and some of your friends, like literally just emailed me and said, Adam, I want you to know that there's these 15 seconds of missing stuff. There's no sound. And it just happens in the middle of the episode. I was like, whoa, so many people let me know like immediately. That really meant a lot to me. It helps me connect with you when you reach out. It helps me understand you when you reach out. We've had a ton of you reach out to become clients of ours as well. And we've been able to serve some of you. So the first thing is really just that you are reaching out to me and my team at Grow Your Show. I'm grateful for that. That is one of the main goals that we had for the podcast. And it is happening. It's coming to fruition. And when you launch your podcast, when you grow your podcast, same thing will happen to you. You will get people reaching out, especially when you have 15-second dead marks in your podcast or when you have a service that you can provide. Your listener is going to want to work with you too. The second thing that I want to share that I'm grateful for is that we made our first 6-figure month last month. That's freaking cool. That's exciting. It's a fairly new company. We've been around for just a little over 2 years. And the podcast itself, as of this recording, as you're hearing this, the podcast only launched about maybe 6 months ago. And so to be able to, in our business, make our first 6-figure month, and we can contribute a lot of that success because we have this podcast, it's amazing. And it's something I'm absolutely grateful for. And when you have your podcast and when your podcast is growing, you'll probably have your first six-figure, or maybe you're already at six figures. You'll maybe have your first seven or eight-figure month. So cool. So cool. Number three that I wanted to share as something that I'm absolutely grateful for is in such a short amount of time, we are ranking on, for example, Listen Notes as the top 0.5% in the world of all podcasts, 2.7 million podcasts out there. We're in the top 0.5%. That's like twice as high as the top 1%. It's freaking cool. And we're grateful for it. And at 300 plus written ratings and reviews, that's putting us way, way, way high. So it's just an honor. And I'm so grateful to be part of a show that was able to get this type of traction. The fourth thing that I wanted to mention as far as gratitude goes is the 300 plus written ratings. You and 299 of your friends already spent the time to say, we love the show. And I really appreciate that. It's amazing. And having you leave those ratings and reviews means a lot to us. We read every single one of them. And I'm really appreciative. I know that most podcasts, literally 99.4% of all podcasts, don't have more than 100 ratings. So we're triple that. And it's a wonderful feeling. And it's all because of you. So thank you. Fifth thing that I wanted to mention, just as far as gratitude, is we're now averaging a little over 40,000 downloads a month. It's nuts. With 2 to 4 episodes per week, that's something like 5 to 10,000 downloads per episode on average. And I can't even imagine like speaking to that many people in a conference. Like I would be so embarrassed standing in front of 1,000 or 10,000 people. 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000 people. Like, I would just be so embarrassed and self-conscious being in front of such a huge crowd like that. But it's kind of humbling to think that every single episode I speak to that many people. And that's really, really cool. And that's probably why we made our first six-figure month. That's probably why I was able to speak at some conferences based on this, because other people are hearing us. So awesome stuff. That was the fifth one. The sixth one out of eight is that when I went to this one conference in my genre, and you'll get the same thing. You're going to go to a conference. It's going to be in your genre and people are going to come up to you and they're going to recognize you. They're going to recognize your voice and they're going to say stuff on the phone to you. Like this one guy that just we contacted based on the conference is based on the podcast. His name was Matt. And he was like, it's so surreal hearing your voice. And when I went to this conference of like over 2,000 people, so many people recognized me and my podcast and they appreciated the value that we drop on the podcast. I never imagined going to a conference where I thought I would know nobody, but out of 2,000 people, a huge percentage of them came up to me and said, thank you. And you're going to get that same piece of value that you're going to be grateful for as you kind of start your podcast and grow your podcast. Number seven was just, we've had a whole bunch of clients that are coming into us because of the podcast. And even sometimes we have people that are referred to us, but have never heard the podcast, but like their friend heard the podcast and thought that they needed to connect us. And then while I'm in a discovery call, that person, I find out that they have now listened. They're like, hey, I just started listening to your podcast ever since my friend told me about you, and I want to hire you. And it's just like so valuable. Some of our clients are in the top 10% if they're paying to be in the top 10%. And we accidentally got in the top 0.5 or top 2% if they were just paying for the 10%. And I'm grateful to see those clients and the success that they're having, that we were able to under-promise and over-deliver. Some of our clients that pay to be in the top 1%, literally ranked in the world, are ranking 1%, 0.5% or higher. And that is something incredible. A couple of clients have said, like Ron, for example, left us a testimonial saying something to the effect of, I've gotten so many new clients for my business because Adam grew my show. And that is an amazing feeling, is just being able to, through my podcast, through this podcast, connect with people, grow them, get them into a new and better place. all of the ratings, all of the reviews, especially when we can work with them as clients and we see that a podcast like Ron had it for, I think, 5 years. I think he had it for 5 years. And it just never got any traction. And we started doing marketing. And now he's getting a ton of traction. He's ranking. And it's actually converting into money for him. We've got a couple other clients. I hate to share so many freaking stories, but man, there's so many things that I'm grateful for. Alex Pardo came to me and he's like, hey, I want to start monetizing my podcast. I want to make sure that I'm actually making money instead of losing money on my show. And so I gave him a template that we give all of our clients, and he took this template and he was able to actually get sponsors for his podcast, where I think he's making $4,500 to $5,000 every single month because of this little template that he got from us, because his podcast is doing well. And there's so many other stories of just clients that are making more money, making more impact because of their show, because they've listened to this show, or because we work for them and we're growing their podcast, or because of the templates we gave them. And that is just an amazing feeling to be giving back. You're going to have this same feeling. You're going to have the exact same feeling. Your clients are going to be kicking ass, and it's going to have a lot to do with your guidance. And you're going to feel like you're doing something right in the world. And that's how I feel. That was number seven. Number eight is just my staff has increased. I love my staff. I appreciate my staff. I feel like I'm family with my staff. We've gotten up to about 30 different employees so that we can serve 60-ish clients. And with these 30 employees, just feel amazing because we have the income that we need to be able to serve them, to be able to pay them, be able to give them loans when they need loans. Most of our staff is being paid 3 to 5 times above minimum wage, and we're still able to offer our clients an amazing value. But to be able to pay the staff, granted, they are mostly in the Philippines, but it's where the cost of living is lower. But being able to know that they're making more money with our company than they did when they were doing accounting and bookkeeping. And one of them worked at a bank and makes a lot more per hour now than they did at the bank. And we have two staff that were nurses. They were nurses and they make more working with our company. And that is an incredible feeling. With your podcast, you're going to be able to be generous. You're going to be able to give to your staff, make them feel like family, make sure that they're getting paid a decent wage, more than they could maybe as a nurse or whatever it is for you. But it's just an amazing, amazing feeling. Those are some of the things that I'm just simply grateful for having this podcast. Some of the lessons learned, this part is going to be kind of short. One of the biggest things that I want to share is that we currently have like 40 extra episodes that are ready to go. And there's actually pros and cons to having 40 extra episodes. One of the pros is I just have more peace of mind. I know I can go on vacation. I know if I was sick, I would be fine, right? My team would still be able to have several months of content to be able to publish, even when I was taking a break for whatever reason. The peace of mind is something I just love. But there are cons also to being that far ahead. And one of those things is, A, you've got to make sure that your content is evergreen if you're ever going to get that far ahead. So I've done a pretty good job at that. Like all of the episodes that are going to be coming out, they're not going to have specific dates. They're not going to talk about specific pandemics or whatever. They are going to be fairly evergreen, where they're going to be valuable for years. Not that they're going to take years to come out, but we are focused on evergreen. But there is another huge con, and it's actually given me a little bit of anxiety, this other con for being 40 episodes in. And that's just that we've had a few people that reach out to us that have been interviewed for the podcast that come up to us and they say, they call or they email, and they basically think because I did a bad job at communicating that it was going to be several months for some of them to come out. Well, some of our people are assholes and they're like, F you, why didn't you publish my episode? Or they're being passive aggressive. But others are really extremely respectful. This one lady, she's like, hey, Adam, I know that you didn't publish my episode and that's all good. I'm not going to question that, but I'm curious what I did wrong because I want to be able to be better. And I'm like, F, ma'am, that's not why it's not out. It's coming out. I promise. We just recorded so much content that we can't produce it like as fast in real time. You know, we want to be able to have a few episodes a week, not 40 episodes today and then run out. So there have been people that were mad, angry, upset, confused because their episode didn't come out the very next week or the very next month or even a couple of months after. They're like, it's been since May that you and I recorded this episode and you never published it. So can you tell me what I did wrong? So that's kind of a con. The ways around that is better at communication. So I failed at some of my communication by explaining, hey, we have a lot of content. This one's going to come out in 4 months or whatever it is. So I definitely like the peace of mind. I like being able to go on vacation. I like being able to take a break during a holiday. If I was sick, if I had COVID or whatever, like I wouldn't be nervous and I wouldn't let down my listener because they would still have the content. That part's good. But you've got to make sure that if you get ahead of the game, especially if you get as far as we do, and I don't even recommend 40, that's a lot. We went a little overzealous, but if you do that, then I want to make sure that you are going to have evergreen content and that you are going to communicate with your guests so that they're not thinking that you're an asshole or they're not thinking that you don't like them or they did a bad interview. You don't want that. So you just be a better communicator than I was. And I think you'll be able to solve that. All right. So we've talked about the give back. As a recap, I'm giving away some of our services and it's kind of in exchange for these written reviews, honest reviews, not five star, but honest. I shared a little bit of my gratitude, the 8 things that I'm super grateful for that the podcast has just done for me and my team. And I shared some lessons learned. The big thing is I want you to be ahead of the game, but make sure you do it right. And then just the inspiration, what I want to leave you with today is a lesson that I instill in my children, my own kids. It's really the difference between I can't and how can I. I read this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Some of you have probably read it. It's a great book. Robert Kiyosaki is the author. I'll put an affiliate link so I can make a dollar when you buy it. I'll put an affiliate link of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, like I'll try to get an Audible one and put it in the show notes, and I'll try to get an Amazon book affiliate link as well for you. So you can go ahead and buy that. You'll already have the link and it'll help us monetize our show, even if it's only a few pennies. But this big thing that I'm instilling in my kids is instead of saying, I can't do something, it's how can you? I've seen them through the years say, I can't find this one thing. The hairs on the back of my neck will stand up. Like, you can do anything you put your mind to. You're asking the wrong question. You're saying to yourself, why can't I? And now your brain is coming up with all of these reasons why you can't do it because you're asking, why can't I? But if you instead ask, how can I? Where can I? Who can I? If you ask those questions, your brain will come up with the person you need to meet or where you need to look or how you need to do this. So anytime my youngest son, we'll call him Ando, my youngest son Ando, anytime that he says, Dad, I can't do it. It's just too hard. Hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I'm like, hey, don't say I can't. Say, how can I? Let's find a way. Once one of my kids says they can't do something, I'm like, oh, now you've got to do it. So I want you to be thinking of that. Like, if you're saying, I can't seem to figure out how to grow my audience, or if you're saying, I don't know how to start my podcast, change your language a little bit. Take a page out of Robert Kiyosaki's book and say, how can I? I've read another book. It's called Who Not How. Can't remember if it's Simon something. I can't remember the author, to be honest with you. But we'll put that one in the show notes as well. I'll try to put the Amazon link to the book and the Audible link. Probably these will be affiliate links. So just know you won't pay any extra, but my company might make a dollar. Anyway, with that said, Who Not How is a book about, you might not have the knowledge or the know-how to do every single thing, and it might spread you thin to try to do everything and learn everything. So this guy instills in his people that sometimes you need to hire somebody, bring on a good COO. If it's for your podcast, maybe you're saying, I would start a podcast, but I'm not an editor. I don't want to edit my own podcast, or I can't edit. I don't know how. I'm not a techie. Hire my company. Have us help you to be able to do the stuff that you can't do. Instead of saying, I can't, say, how can I? Who can I? Find a way. Find a way to be able to grow your podcast, to start your podcast, even if it means spending some money for a team like my team is, so that we can offload the hard stuff so you can really just be the star of your show. All in all, I don't want you to use the excuse, I can't, or ask yourself, why can't I? Those phrases instill negativity. Instead, I want you to say, how can I? What can I do to get this going? And in many cases, your podcast is a way to support you with some of those things. For example, I was once trying to raise private equity for real estate deals. I had ran out of all of my personal money and I still wanted to close on deals. I didn't want to stop doing deals. So instead of saying, man, I can't do deals because I don't have any money, I've got to wait until I have money, I instead decided to raise OPM. They call it other people's money. I decided to find a way to raise OPM. So I said, how could I still do deals? Well, I would need other people to invest with me. So I try to figure out how to do that. And I said, well, if I have a podcast and I'm putting out great content about this subject, people are naturally going to share my content. People are naturally going to think to themselves, if I want to place capital with somebody, who should I place it with? Well, obviously, I'm one of the first choices because I'm adding a lot of value. Same thing with my company, Grow Your Show, growyourshow.com. It is growing because of the podcast. Instead of me saying, man, I'm not a good marketer, I don't know where to reach out, Facebook ads are so expensive, instead of me giving all those excuses, I said, how can I make this? And I started the podcast and now I'm getting all those values, top 0.5% of the world, 300 ratings and reviews, 40 downloads a month, speaking at a conference, a couple thousand people, a bunch of people recognize me. My clients have grown. My clients have gotten value. My staff has grown. I'm able to pay above minimum wage, a decent living wage, especially in that country, right? It's just all of this value came because I asked, how can I? And so those are some of the things that I want to share. I wanted to give back, give you some free services. Make sure you do that review so that I can give you the free services over the next few months. We're going to be selecting basically one person every month. The gratitude that I have, there's so many things from the podcast, and I want that for you too. The lessons that I've learned, I've shared that with you. And then the inspiration is my son, Ando. We won't let him say, I can't. We won't let him say that. He can find a way. And that's one of the biggest things that I want to leave for you as well. I'm really grateful that you're a podcast listener, that you've listened to some of you, 100 of these episodes. I will share definitely that the first 6 episodes of the podcast on podcasting are a course, a basics A to Z course to having a top show. If you've never went back to episodes 1 through 6, now is the time. And looking forward to having you on the next 100, 200, and even 1,000 episodes. I'm going to log out. This is Adam Adams, and I'll see you on 101.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.